Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. This month, we are focusing on habit stacking and how we can find ways to move more in our everyday life while living our life. And many people don't think about how can we move during times of rest. When we are sitting around watching TV, how can we find ways to move a little bit more? If you have a stability ball, I want you to take it from whether it be in your garage or your workout room. If you have one of those, go grab that ball and bring it into your living room and allow it to be a place where when you or your children are watching TV, you can get on the stability ball and move around. There are huge opportunities for these micro movements to occur on that stability ball, and it doesn't have to be crunches and planks and things like that. Remember, it is just as important to work these intrinsic muscles, these muscles that are deep within our body, so that we are able to use our bigger muscles as well. When we deal with instability with these smaller muscles, those are the ones that will start to create some aches and pains. So we want to work on creating more movement in our body. And a stability ball is a great way to do this. And I just like to have one in the family room to where you can just have fun with it in, you know, while you're watching TV. And I'll give you a few ideas with it. And if you don't have one, stick around or fast forward it to the end, because I'm going to talk about some things you can do if you don't have a stability ball. So for those of you who have a stability ball, what we are going to do is sit on that stability ball and just start moving your hips around. Now, I don't care how you move your hips, just move them. You can do little circles, you can go forward and back, do circles the other direction. What you're doing is just kind of loosening up the hips and then paying attention. Do you notice one side is stickier than the other? Do you notice any difference between the two sides? And if you do, stay on the side that is tighter and try to work through those movements. Then you can work on some balance, some core balance and breathing at the same time. You can lift one leg up off the floor. While that leg is lifted up off the floor, you can bring your arms off the ball, bring those arms straight out in front of you or overhead. You can even try to close your eyes and see if that changes anything because of our ocular, system. A lot of times we use balance through our eyes. So close them and see if you're still able to tell where you are in space. If you struggle with this, then I highly encourage you to work on those feet, strengthening those feet, because they are a sensory organ. So if one is on the floor, it should be able to help provide you with information to where you know where you are in space so that you're able to balance better. So for those of you who are able to balance that way, then take your heel off. Your forefoot and your toes are still on the floor. And if that's still easy, then you can even lift up onto that toe, and that should then be cut pretty difficult. So that's where you're going to be with that. The next thing I want you to do is just kind of roll onto your back over top of that ball and let your body open up into extension. So creating that open chest, bringing those arms up over the head, and just relax here. This is a great position for us to move into, especially at the end of the day. Many of us have this rounded shoulders. Our shoulders go into this forward position. Our head juts out into forward head posture. And this is a position we can get stuck in a lot. So our chest gets really tight. Our back goes into this kind of hunch back. And our core muscles can get really tight as well. So going into this extension is a great way to kind of relax. If you deal with split abs, also known as diastasis recti, just be gentle with this. It doesn't mean you can't stretch. We just have to be gentle and work with what feels good. Don't work into something that doesn't feel good. To be able to say you can't extend, if you have something like that, I think that's a little bit much. But we just need to be gentle with our movements. So just lay back, open up that chest and relax. And then you can then round forward on the ball. So now our belly is going to be on the ball. And you might want to just move around in that position and see if you notice anything. Our belly can hold a lot of tension. It can hold anger. It can hold grief. It can hold all sorts of things. So just kind of relax into that and just see what that feels like. And just practice some deep breathing. And while you're practicing that deep breathing, you're going to feel how your back expands because your belly is not able to expand as much with the ball there. So just work on some back breathing while you're there and just relax. I mean, this is the key. This is our time of rest. We're finding ways to move a little bit while we rest. Now, for those of you who do not have a stability ball, this does not mean that you don't have anything to do for the week. I want you to work on your feet. Our feet are our foundation. They help hold us up. And if you are dealing with any type of balance issues, I can probably almost guarantee it has something to do with your feet. So take off your socks and your shoes and just let your feet spread out. Let those toes spread out as much as possible. And feel the floor underneath them. I like to use a ball. I have a spike ball, and it's not spiky. It's not hard. It's pliable. So that's a great one to put under my feet. You can have a tennis ball that you can place under your feet and just kind of massage through all of those areas. And then work on pressing the big toe down and lifting the little toes up. And then pressing the little toe down and the big toe up. And you can go back and forth between those two. Now, if during this time you're listening and you're thinking, this is stuff that I cannot do, then I would recommend you look into my Foundational Foot Program. It is a program that offers a 30-day calendar to provide you with small movements that can be done within 5 minutes, along with little foot exercises, and things that you can do to work on strengthening your feet. This is something that once you get that information, once you look through the videos, you can practice anytime, anywhere. And the more you do it, the better. So that would be something I would look at if you are unable to press those big toes down and lift the little toes up. And then press the little toes down and the big toe up. So that is what I'm recommending you all do today for your movement snack is while you are at rest watching TV, grab a stability ball, have fun with it, get your kids on there, get them to practice working on balance as well. Oh, and if you don't have the stability ball, that was one thing I did want to mention, is stand up and work on balancing with a bare foot. That's key, not in a tennis shoe, but in a bare foot. and have your kids do it too, and you guys can test each other and see who can hold balance longest. And move your feet so one foot will be on the floor and move your leg out in front of you or out to the side and see how you balance in different positions. So that's a great one to start working on the intrinsic muscles in the feet if you don't have a stability ball and want to work on balance as well. So just remember, this is an opportunity to move more throughout your everyday life. We're working on small micro movements, trying to find ways to help you habit stack so that you're getting more movement in and working these intrinsic muscles. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.